Following false prophets and bad people off a cliff. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11, it says, "But now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or covetous or an idolater or a railer or drunkard or an extortioner with such an one, no, not to eat. For what have I to do to judge them that are without? Do not you judge them that are within. But them that are without, God judges. Therefore, put away from among yourself that wicked person." The Bible explicitly tells us to stay away from bad people. And you know, look, not everybody that does one of these sins is a reprobate. I'm not saying that they are. But I am saying that you should put away from yourself that wicked person. God's calling them a wicked person. God's saying they're a wicked person. But you know what I find? A lot of times when we'll mark somebody in our church or we'll kick somebody out, that people are still talking to them afterwards. Why would you do that? Like, well, you're just trying to cover something up, Pastor Thompson. That's why you didn't want us to talk to him anymore. No, I don't want you to talk to him anymore because they're a wicked person. That's why. And you know what? Before Ryan and Chad made their stupid videos about me, they're filled with lies, by the way. Before that ever happened, I marked them at our church. And then I have Ryan texting me saying, people from the church are telling me that you marked me or whatever. So what does that tell you? And we did that privately as a church. Because at that point, you know, I'm still like, well, I'm not sure if this guy's a reprobate or what's the deal. But one thing I do know is that he's accusing one of my pastor friends of being a reprobate. They're saying that he's a false prophet, that he preaches a false gospel. And you know what it's about? It's about them thinking that you can be a born-again, Bible-believing Baptist, and then you can say, well, you know what? I'm just going to go join the Mormon church. I'm going to believe everything they believe. That's it. That's why he's a false prophet. We're teaching perseverance of the saints. Pastor Anderson's preaching and teaching perseverance of the saints. Pastor Mahee, we're all preaching perseverance of the saints because we don't believe. You know what? People can pretend to be something that they're not. But you just think they're all saved because they, you know, now all of a sudden they're a cardinal in the Catholic Church, and you're thinking they're still saved because if you believe not. That's stupid. You can't be some kind of hierarchy Mormon and you're still saved because you made a profession of faith. Look, we don't believe that they ever were saved. That's the point. And if someone's doubting their salvation over and over and over again, and Pastor Mejia is showing them scripture after scripture after scripture, how you can't lose your salvation, how it's everlasting life, and then the person's like, yeah, I don't know. I still just don't get it. That person's probably not saved because they don't understand it. It's not that they lost their salvation. It's just that they never had it. And if you still accept, you know, there's people that are in Baptist churches all the time. My wife got a lady that was at our last church before we started Sure Foundation Baptist Church or Verity Baptist Church Vancouver. She was in the nursery taking care of people's babies. And my wife went in there and she perceived that she wasn't saved. She'd been going to that church for 7 years. How do you go to a church for that long and you're not saved? Because obviously somebody missed something. But I mean, there could be people in this building right now that aren't saved. People can pretend. And so to call him a false prophet because of that is wicked. And you know what it is? It's railing. It's a railing accusation. And you know why I marked them? Because they're railers. And apparently thieves and Judases too. And it's not, you know, we're going to leave the church quietly. As they just go and message women, woman after woman in our church, messaging them things like, Pastor Mahe, hey, how's your kids doing? Oh, that's great. Hey, we're just excited to see you again. By the way, did you know Pastor Mahe is a false prophet? And Pastor Thompson agrees with him? Am I not supposed to mark those people at our church? And yet people will still contact them and be friends with them? It's wicked. And the Bible says, put away from among yourself that wicked person. Not go have a makeup session and have coffee and tea with them when they come to town again. But yet people just don't understand that, you know what, this is the kind of thing that will destroy you. You're like, well, how so? Well, I'll tell you what, if you're caught, you know, after you've been told to avoid that person and you're still hanging out with them, you know what, God's going to rain thunder clouds down on your head too. Like you're just threatening people, Pastor Thompson. No, this is what the Bible says. Turn to Numbers chapter 16. So I guess I might as well just officially mark them in public too. Ryan and Greta Gallagher are railers, and they're wicked, and they're thieves, and they're liars, and they're marked from Sure Foundation Baptist Church, and hopefully you mark them in your lives too.